This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder blasted President Obama's Affordable Care Act today, 1 week before Missouri's federally run health insurance exchange is scheduled to open for business. Kinder told reporters during a conference call that he hopes Missouri residents without health coverage will opt not to use the exchange.
This law prescribes a one-size-fits-all plan for all of us. I would hope there would be a lot of active resistance to the implementation of this law and would say that there needs to be.
Kinder told reporters that the Affordable Care Act counts on, quote, dumping hundreds of thousands of people into a failing Medicaid system. He also blasted Missouri Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill for voting for the Affordable Care Act and said that members of Congress should not be exempted from its requirements. Longtime traveling preacher Brother Jed Smock has announced he and his family will be the stars of a new reality TV show. Smock is known for provoking MU students with his controversial Christian message and his aggressive preaching style. He says he has high hopes for the future of his show.
Hi, morning. Duck Dynasty, step aside. Here comes Brother Jed and family. When you're on TV, you want to be number one.
The pilot episode was filmed in part at the Smock's home in Columbia. The family currently lives in Indiana, but Smock says if the pilot is picked up, he'll travel back to Columbia to preach at MU. Missouri could soon have its largest ever solar farm. A Springfield utility is planning to partner with two companies to build it. City Utilities says it will work with Solexis Development of St. Louis and Stratus Solar of North Carolina to build the 4.95-megawatt system. Construction is set to begin next spring. They'll build the system on 57 acres next to an existing City Utilities generation station near Springfield. The 7th annual Roots and Blues Festival has wrapped up after 3 days of events at a new venue this weekend. KBIA's Josh Teasley has this.
This is the first year the Roots and Blues Festival was held outside of downtown, but most fans didn't seem to mind the change of venue.
Whenever you're downtown, it kind of like you were swimming through people and like you couldn't really get from one place to the other. It was really hard to find the stages.
Columbia resident Mason Marlette has been to the festival the past 3 years and says this year is completely different.
I mean, when we first got here, we were like, whoa, completely different. You could see both stages from the top of the hill. It was awesome.
Stevens Lake Park didn't allow parking, so fans were shuttled to and from the festival all weekend. Columbia resident John Gillis said he was also excited for the venue change, but that directions on how to get there could have been clearer.
It was a long wait in the bus line, and it was a little awkward with the parking. It wasn't as clear as it could have been in the signs of where exactly you're going, where's the lines.
Festival coordinators predicted a decline in ticket sales compared to the previous years, but say sales did exceed expectations. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
Two species of freshwater mussels that live in southwest Missouri will soon be placed under federal protection. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that the Neosho mucket mussel will be listed as endangered, and the rabbit's foot mussel will be listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. It is illegal to kill, harm, harvest, or possess a threatened or endangered species. Brian Simmons, a biologist with the Fish and Wildlife Service, says the next step will be developing a recovery plan for both species. The Joplin Globe reports federal authorities say the public rarely sees the two species of mussels, but they're considered key indicator species for water quality. A tavern built around 1830 that was the first stopping point in the frontier days for those going west from Columbia is moving. Starting tomorrow, the Van Horn Tavern will be taken apart west of Columbia and moved to a site near Marthasville. Patrick Doherty and his wife have cared for the structure for nearly 40 years, but say they can no longer maintain it because of advancing age. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the tavern will be moved to the Bernardo Brunetti's Boone Monument Village. The village, when it's finished, will be a replica of a small frontier town from the mid-1800s. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.